Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You asked me to be on the show. I didn't ask to be on the show.
Oh, we always welcome on the show. Come on, you got to lighten up, man. You got to get a sense of humor.
Okay, now, Bill, come on. I only say that because you're my friend. Is it okay that Barbara chose me to be one of her top 10?
I mentioned that, too, in a lead. And that, you know what? Barbara choosing you as one of her top 10 most fascinating people totally destroys her credibility. That whole list is nothing because you're
thinking, I actually told her that. I know I told her that.
Trump. Are you the most sensitive guy in the world? You want to kick everybody's butt, but somebody makes fun of you and you're all over the place. Come on.
No,
if you
I'm
dish
not
it out, you have
actually.
To take it.
That's a pretty good way to get started. And this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Bill O'Reilly trying to convince Donald Trump that he needs to get a sense of humor. The next day, Trump canceled his appearance as the moderator of that debate, in which only two Republican candidates were scheduled to attend anyway. So the GOP and Trump and the debate, that's where we get started in the Talk Radio Countdown Show in this hour. Let's head over to the Tuesday announcement. Trump posted a video on YouTube explaining his decision to back out as moderator of the debate, which had been scheduled for December 27th in Iowa.
A terrible thing is happening. People can't stand the Democrats, and they can't stand the Republicans. Now, I have a debate coming up, but only two people are showing up, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. And I give them both a lot of credit because they had the guts to come. But a lot of them aren't coming because they think I'm going to run for political office, something I can't do now because of equal time. I have a big show and you're not allowed to run because it's an equal time provision. And it's very unfair that Obama can go on all these shows and fly around on Air Force One. And I can't because I happen to have a show called The Apprentice on television. But around the middle of May, I'll be able to do whatever I want. And I could run as an independent. The Republican Party does not want me running as an independent. So they've made this debate pretty impossible, although it could be an interesting chat with Newt Gingrich, and it could be an interesting time. They want me to announce that I won't run as an independent candidate, and I won't do that. Because if the Republicans pick the wrong person, I would, in fact, seriously consider running. In fact, I already had my financial disclosure form made. I printed it in my book because I'm so proud of the job I've done and the great company I've built. But I won't agree not to run. If the wrong person's in there, somebody that's not going to beat Obama, or if the economy continues to be bad and we have the wrong person, I would seriously think about running. But because of the fact that the Republicans are upset, and because of the fact that I refuse to give up the possibility of running as an independent candidate, I've decided to cancel the debate. I don't want to waste a lot of Newt's time or Rick Santorum's time or Donald Trump's time. So I won't give up the possibility of come around June running as an independent candidate. I just don't think it's fair to myself, to the country, to all of the millions of people that are following what I say because they're tired of having this country being ripped off by China, by OPEC, by South Korea, by Mexico, by every single country there is. Everybody is ripping off the United States and making us a poor nation. So I'm not going to give up the possibility of running as an independent candidate. And because of that, I think it's inappropriate that we have the debate. I want to thank Rick Santorum. I want to thank Newt Gingrich. You had guts. You had courage. There was never a doubt in your minds about coming to the debate. We would have had a good time. We would have brought out some good issues. But the most important thing is, I can't give up that possibility of running. I just feel I owe it to myself, to my family, and perhaps most importantly, to the country.
And don't forget, Apprentice, Tuesdays at 8 on NBC. Donald Trump, that was the, the audio from a video he posted on YouTube. No debate. How many people are disappointed? 800-510-8255. Call in line to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's talk host Doug Kellett talking to political analyst Doug Graham about the Trumpster.
What's your take? Donald Trump says maybe he's not going to rule out getting into the race, and we've got Newt at the top of the ticket here right now with Mitt Romney in second place. What's your take on what's going on?
Well, I mean, with Trump, he's like the guy that gets drunk at every party and wants to have the lampshade on his head. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, but he owns a lampshade.
Yeah, exactly. He owns a lampshade, and he just, I mean, it's ridiculous. He was a lousy candidate, and he's just kind of a media whore to not scandalize any of your listeners, of course. And so, yeah, he looks at a chance to grab the spotlight again. His TV show's winding down, and he wants to keep his name out there in front of the public, you know, desperately.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of the things that the media says they don't like about Newt Gingrich. He's bombastic. He's a flamethrower. He just speaks what comes to his mind. And then the things they'll say that are the negatives about Newt is, you know, personal life. Well, the same thing you could be saying about Donald Trump, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and his hair is fake.
Right, and they love, right. Newt's got better hair.
Yeah.
And they love Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, they started hating him when it looked like he was criticizing their guy, Obama. But, yeah, I mean, the media likes him because he's sort of like the Kim Kardashian of politics.
Ah, great. 800-510-8255. So what do you think of the state of things? If you're a Republican, what do you think of the state of things now? Ron Paul is coming along in Iowa. There really is a strong three-man race, it looks like, here between Gingrich, Romney, and Paul. So if you're choosing among those three and you live in Iowa or anywhere else and you want to be heard, let's hear why, where your reasoning has gone since this whole process began. It seems like forever ago. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook as well. Who is the pretender? We got three candidates. One of them is a pretender. One of them is a contender. And another one is an intender. I've used those terms all along here. And I think they apply one to each of the three finalists as the Republicans keep whipping the horse, as it were. 14 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNitterson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are
friends,
you sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like an Epson Inkjet Artisan 730 printer and Kindle keyboard for one ultra-low price of $199.99. Hurry now and get gifts for less than an Office Max near you!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Prices good through 12/17 in-store only. See store for details.
17 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with the continuing conversation about the presidential situation with the GOP, from MSNBC, Chris Jansing talked to Rick Tyler, who was one of the members of Newt Gingrich's campaign staff. You'll remember last summer that a number of these people, as a matter of fact, most of them quit. They felt Newt wasn't taking the race seriously.
Do you regret leaving?
I don't regret in the sense that I lost my perspective when I left, and you can't serve people when you lose your perspective. I'm grateful I have my perspective back now. Do I wish things were different? Sure I do. But it is what it is.
Well, you know Newt Gingrich very well. What you worked for him for a dozen years. What was it that made you leave after all that time? And is there something in that that could be an obstacle, do you think, to him winning the nomination now?
I think he can absolutely win the nomination. He has been remarkably disciplined throughout this entire campaign. These debates, and we just heard another one, have been a tremendous vehicle for him, and he's really shown in these debates.
But isn't the reason you left because you thought there was a lack of discipline? I mean, taking the vacations and doing some of the legwork that seemed to be needed.
There was an avalanche of bad publicity and a few missteps in the Meet the Press interview. We weren't getting traction. And I did feel at some point it wasn't going to move forward and there wasn't a serious debate. I was wrong. It wasn't a serious campaign, but I was wrong. And Newt is clearly pursuing this nomination with all seriousness.
Well, let me play for you a clip of what former Vice President Dick Cheney had to say about all this.
All right.
Thing I remember about Newt, we came to Congress together at the same time,
right?
78, and when Newt showed up, he said, "We can become the majority. We can take back the House of Representatives." We hadn't had the House since the 1940s, mm-hmm. And initially, none of us believed him, but he was persistent and he was tenacious. He kept it up and kept it up and kept it up, and finally, by 94, he's the newly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. with a Republican majority. So I wouldn't underestimate him.
All of which I think is true. It's also true that he made a lot of enemies once he did become Speaker, of course, and we all know what happened after that. So what do you think his plan is right now to win?
I think his plan is to stay the course and to talk to the American people. Look, there's two. This country is in crisis. We have large unemployment. There's a lot of hopelessness. We have a $15 trillion debt, and we continue to go in the wrong direction. Newt is the candidate that can articulate a clear conservative message and translate those into policies that take the country in a different direction. And I heard what you said about that maybe he made a lot of enemies. It is important to understand that Newt Gingrich shook up not only the Democratic Party in 1994 with the Republican Revolution, but more importantly, I think, he shook up the Republican Party.
So, are you all shook up about Newt? The fight for the Republican presidential nomination. He's got a 10-point lead now in a new Reuters poll. He is ahead of Mitt Romney. Also, the poll shows Ron Paul, as I said a few minutes ago, coming up. More on Newt Gingrich and some of the other candidates as we continue here with our review of the World of Talk Radio.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We'll go back and forth on Trump and on Gingrich and on status of Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. One of the other people in this race, John Huntsman, was on a television program that I often feature here, along with the shows that are on MSNBC and Fox, because we follow talk television as well as talk radio here. A lot of opinion makers are on, and thus they make for good conversation on the many radio stations and programs that we monitor to bring you the audio and the content for this program. So anyway, Hunt was on The View to talk to the ladies about a number of things, including why he hasn't gotten traction yet in this race.
Here you are. You were last among, what, was six other Republican candidates. You're not nasty. You have good programs. You've had great experience. What's wrong?
We're in the silly season. I mean, the silly season of politics lasts so long, and then you know what happens? The good people of this country, starting in New Hampshire with the first primary, they actually look at the ballot box, and they have to say, all right, the circus act is over. The theatrics and the drama, it's all played out. Now I have to actually decide who among them can be president of the United States of America.
But is it because you're not extreme enough?
Well, I don't sign pledges. I'm not going to sign those silly pledges.
Yay!
I don't pander. I don't light my hair on fire. I'm not going to do Don Trump's debate. There are just some things I won't do.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to win in New Hampshire?
We're going to win in New Hampshire.
Really?
And all I want you to do is allow me to come back so I can tell you how we did it.
Absolutely.
And if I don't do it, we'll come back and explain why we didn't.
Can I ask you a question that I've been really chomping at the bit to ask a normal Republican, which I think you are?
I'm in deep trouble. I can feel it coming already.
I keep hearing from the Republican Party that you need to cut taxes on corporations, cut taxes on multimillionaires, billionaires, because that will generate work. And we're all concerned about the jobs in this country. And yet we have done that for the past, I don't know, at least the past 13 years or so, with under Bush and continued under Obama, and it hasn't worked. Why do they keep saying it's going to work? It's like hitting your head against the wall. Explain that to me.
Listen, people aren't focused on the issues of the day that really matter. The issues of the day really are two. We have two deficits. We have an economic deficit. We don't have jobs in this country. Mm-hmm. We're divided as people because we don't have the dignity of employment in many cases. Mm-hmm. We need to take this tax code that we have. It's antiquated. It's dilapidated. It's a 1955 Chevy trying to travel on the superhighway of the 21st
century.
You're
not doing 999.
No, I'm not. I'm doing something real. I'm phasing out all the loopholes and all the deductions. Uh-huh. I want to say to corporate welfare, no more. I want to say to subsidies, No more. I want to lower the rate, broaden the base, and simplify. I want to say to the lobbyists on Capitol Hill, if there are no more loopholes and deductions to lobby for corporations, there ain't nothing to do. And I like that outcome because we've corrupted the system with crony capitalism. Okay. And people in this country no longer trust their system.
Sure.
And I say, the people are getting screwed. So I say we've got a jobs problem on one side, and we have a trust problem on the other. Mm-hmm. It's called a trust deficit.
Okay.
People look at Congress, and they say, this Congress needs term limits. And they, and, you know, and that's what I'm going to campaign on, term limits for Congress.
Do you think that there are too many damn debates? We've had 17. And we're not done. What the hell is there left to talk about?
Here's what I've asked Whoopi to do. I've asked her to be my special envoy to the Don Trump debate, if she would represent me there.
And that's going to go over really big.
You have refused to be a part of his debate. You're not the only one, but...
Well, I was the first one to come out and say, you know, this is total nonsense. You know, Donald Trump wants to influence this election. So he ought to be a candidate for the office of President of the United States. You know, if you have some... for President of the United States. Don't try to manipulate the process from the outside.
No, I know
but the point is absolutely right, and that is there's a dumbing down of the debates. You have so many of them, there's this dilution factor. Nobody cares after a while. They become entertainment-oriented. Yeah. I had this debate with Newt Gingrich yesterday in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It was all about national security and foreign policy. There was no gotcha questions, you know, none of the hype and the drama. We sat there for an hour and a half, and we talked about the world and America's role in the world and what we would do as president.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save $100 on the new Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Save big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Lime's cat food and 16 to 20 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $35 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more going on now only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
What does Donald Trump need? What does Newt Gingrich need? What does Mitt Romney need? What do all the contenders here need from your perspective? We get into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, and all of these various candidates are still sort of wrapped around the interesting characters, as I think somebody pointed out here just a few minutes ago. I think it was Mr. Huntsman. In all, it's the silly season. The crazies are out and about. So Donald Trump announces that he will no longer moderate a debate sponsored by Newsmax magazine. Said the decision was necessary to keep the door open for a possibility of him running. Here from Fox, Martha McCallum talks to political analyst Carl Cameron about the decision on the debate.
Donald Trump has just announced that he will be bowing out of the debate that he had planned. You'll remember he was going to be hosting a Newsmax debate. It was going to be on ION television. He wanted all of the GOP candidates to come, be interviewed by him. He was going to moderate it. He was going to ask them questions. And one by one, some of them started bowing out, saying they weren't going to be available at that time. And now it looks as though Donald Trump himself is saying that he will not be holding that debate that was predicted by many people, because he, of course, we didn't know if he was going to hold it, if he was just going to have Newt Gingrich there and one other. But it says here that what happened, here's the statement. The Republican Party candidates are very concerned that sometime after the final episode of The Apprentice on May 20th, when the equal time provisions are no longer applicable to me, I will announce my candidacy for President of the United States as an independent, and that unless I conclusively agree not to run as an independent, they will not agree to attend or be part of the Newsmax debate scheduled. Of course, it was for December 20th. 27th, 2011. It's very important to me that the right Republican candidate be chosen to defeat the failed and destructive Obama administration. But if that Republican, in my opinion, is not the right candidate, I am not willing to give up my right to run as an independent candidate. Carl, your reaction to Donald Trump saying he will not hold his much ballyhooed debate?
Well, that's probably not a surprise to many folks, certainly not to most of the candidates who said they wouldn't come. And it does raise the debate about whether or not there haven't been too many debates this time around. They have supplanted the type of retail politicking that puts voters in front of candidates in a big measure this time around. Folks in Iowa and New Hampshire aren't going to be able to say that they met the candidates five times. They'll be able to say that they watched them in debates 15 times. But the hand-to-hand combat of retail politicking has definitely been subordinated to these debates. And it's delicious that Trump has kept open the opportunity to run as an independent. That's what we need. More candidates in the general election to further muddy the waters before the first caucus actually takes place.
What a horrible interviewer. And what a horrible response. Every once in a while, you know, I'm not the one who picks these. And so sometimes the producers and some of you listeners say, well, why if he doesn't like those people, are they on the program? We're giving you, this is an equal opportunity circumstance. Television programs that many of you watch, radio programs that many of you listen to, we summarize, we pull out things from these programs and air them so that you can get a sense as to how the discussion is going, not just, you know, in this circumstance, we're obviously interested in learning more about the various candidates, but also the people that are covering this or talking about it, because that's part of the world of talk radio. And so that's why sometimes these things are good and sometimes they're not. And that's obviously a very subjective. It's not objectivity here. And opinions and conversations, not about objectivity. Somebody said, well, everybody should be telling the truth. No, it's not how it works. People are just yakking. They have strong opinions, strong feelings. There are very few facts that are ever waved around in these things, even in the debates. You know that. It's all posturing, and sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's annoying, but it's all pretty entertaining and intriguing. So here we go, moving along now. Here is host Jeff Katz talking to Newt Gingrich about the attacks going back and forth between him and Mr. Romney.
Let's talk about some of the back and forth, because there are a lot of us who are looking at our side of the aisle and going, look, one of these men or women is going to stand up, is going to carry our banner into battle in November. We want the very best. And clearly, you and Mitt Romney are going back and forth, and there's shots about Romney and Bain Capital, and there's Romney shots at you over Freddie. What is the tone going to be throughout the campaign season?
Well, I've released a letter this morning that says I am pledged to a positive campaign. I'm asking my surrogates and my staff to remain positive. I would disown any super PAC and urge people not to donate to any super PAC that would go negative. I think Governor Romney, about halfway through yesterday, had made some positive comments about the idea that he did not want to get into that kind of negative campaigning. And I think it would be good for us to focus back on the positive. I didn't think yesterday's exchange helped us. I think, you know, either one of us. I think that the country doesn't want bickering. The country wants to focus on how are you going to get the economy moving, how are you going to create jobs, how are you going to balance the budget, what are you going to do about national security, how do you get American energy. You know, people know this is a serious time, and they'd like to see a serious tone and serious solutions.
Let's talk about the vision for the country, Newt, because you, listen, at the beginning of this race, I mean, a lot of people had counted you out, and this is why I'm personally very happy, very gratified to see you get as much attention, as much traction as you're getting these days, because I always said that Newt Gingrich was a guy who had to be listened to. I just think that there's so many great ideas coming from you, but a lot of stuff that you've said over the years, of course, comes back to bite you. The latest thing that I'm seeing this morning coming viral is you paying tribute to Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president of the United States for over 12 years. He led us successfully in World War II. I've obviously, as a liberal Democrat, there were things I would deeply disagree with about. But I'd remind people, Ronald Reagan was a Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. He voted for Franklin Delano Roosevelt all four times.
Mm.
So, you know, I think sometimes when you get into this stuff, people go back to nitpicking in a way that's silly.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would disagree with Roosevelt a great deal on the way he tried to expand government power at home. But I admire him a great deal as commander-in-chief during World War II, and the calmness with his response to Pearl Harbor
mm-hmm.
is a remarkable thing.
So does that help you, information about Newt Gingrich, that he liked FDR? Does that help you? Did you know Ronald Reagan's supporters, that he voted for FDR four times? He was a Democrat. The problem here, if I may be so bold as to suggest that there are a number of problems, one of them is that you, many of you, don't know your history. You don't know what this country has stood for. You think you know, but you don't, really. So you make emotional decisions rather than intelligent, intellectually based decisions. And that's why we get such sacco people in many offices in this country, including the presidency. We've had sacco candidates and sacco presidents for years. Certainly the last two have been horrible. And so how is it? People say, well, Barack Obama was the opposite of George Bush in that he's educated, he's stimulating to listen to, he knows all about everything. He doesn't know about anything except how to promise things that he can't deliver on. But he sounds good, looks good, good guy. Same could be said, at least being a good guy, can be said for George Bush. But they suck as presidents. I don't know if I'm a little too blunt with that or not for you. But at any rate, these stories from Newt Gingrich, do they help you evaluate him? I think one of the things that was said previously is very important is the amount of information that's coming via television and debates rather than the one-on-one thing that was so much a part of the tradition of these early votings in Iowa, New Hampshire, the places and others. There are four or five other states where they have early primaries. And so what are we seeing here? We're seeing people run for cover because they can't always, you know, you see somebody, look into their eyes, shake their hand, watch their demeanor as they're with people. You can tell a lot more from that than watching something on a flat screen. Here's host Susan Rowe with John Zach talking to Dave Leventhal from Politico.com about Gingrich.
Tell us what's happening around the GOP hopefuls right now.
Obviously, the game has begun, but the story is Newt Gingrich. He's come out of absolutely nowhere. You've got to remember, just a couple of months ago, he was polling in the low single digits in many polls, and now even Mitt Romney, who has long been considered the front runner in this race, is saying just a couple of days ago that, hey, Newt is actually the top guy right now. So everything right now is looking toward Gingrich, but even though we are getting to crunch time, there is still time for things to change, as they have many times in this Republican primary.
I read a very interesting op-ed piece over the weekend in one of the newspapers that said some of the best political minds around the country are trying to get into the heads of Republican Americans on why Newt Gingrich has enjoyed the sudden spurt of popularity.
Many people are just looking for an anti-Romney. They're not pleased with what Romney has had to say. They're not pleased with Romney's positions on many issues. And, of course, if you've been following this even to the slightest degree, the issue of Romney's flip-flops, him changing positions on issues such as the economy, such as health care, such as abortion, it really comes to bite him and dog him as he goes forward. So Gingrich definitely is benefiting from Herman Cain dropping out of the race just a couple of weeks ago. And a lot of the support that was there for Cain, even if it wasn't overwhelming support, has definitely gone Gingrich's way, so best as we can tell. So this is something that, again, is in the moment, and a lot of candidates who are still in this race, whether it be Rick Perry or even Ron Paul, are hoping that the winds of politics are going to shift yet again before in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, and all the other primaries and caucuses coming up in a very short period of time.
Rick Tyler, and I'm sorry, that wasn't Rick Tyler, that's Dave Leventhal talking from Politico.com, which is a left-of-center a website, so you got out of him what you would expect from that site, one of the members of the media elite. Interesting that that group and also the ruling class of the Republican Party, remarkably similar in their political projection for this next year. Journalists have spent a lot of time this year savaging every challenger to Mitt Romney. The power pundits became equally agitated at the moving up of Newt Gingrich. So here we have Newt Gingrich now. What are they? They're looking for ammo. Ammo against the Newtster. What do you think? Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with just a bit more on the GOP race here.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Celebrate savings at the PetSmart Countdown to Christmas Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on all pet holiday brand items, including sweaters, treats, and more. Plus, save 50% on select pet beds. And save $5 on select bags of Iams, Beneful, and Purina One dog and cat food. Don't miss these great holiday deals and more through Christmas Eve only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 16th through the 24th.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful,
especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need
with no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Talk Radio Roundup. Here is a discussion about that, offer. Michael Savage, the talk radio host, offering Newt Gingrich $1 million to get out of the presidential race.
Michael Savage is a conservative talk show host. You know, his style's not my style, but he appeals to a lot of people, and he's definitely conservative. He has made officially on his radio program an offer to Newt Gingrich. Gingrich has now, I would say, 48 hours to accept the offer or not. And the offer is to drop out of the race for president and accept a $1 million payment from Michael Savage. Unless you think that this is, you know, bogus. Now, this is on Michael Savage's website.
In all caps.
Says, subject to all terms and conditions to be expressly stated by Dr. Michael Savage, including Gingrich dropping out within 72 hours of today. And here's what he states as his reasoning, meaning Savage. When he was Speaker of the House, Gingrich failed to deliver on his so-called contract with America. 2. He made ads with Nancy Pelosi promoting the false theory of global warming. 3. He's in favor of amnesty for illegal aliens. 4. He's taken hundreds of thousands of dollars, some say millions, or more than a million, from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, two of the most corrupt financial institutions in history. He cheated on two wives and left both of them while they were both seriously ill, which will destroy his chances among female voters.
I think he's 100% right on that. I don't think anybody, most women are going to not walk away from Newt Gingrich, but run away from him. So that is a problem for the Republicans. Speaking of problems, Mr. Sandusky in the Focus up next here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And as advertised here on the countdown, we move from politics to perversions. Mr. Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky, has waived his right to a preliminary hearing that's happened this week. And hear from CNN, Brooke Baldwin and Sonny Hostin talk about it.
Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky surprises the packed courtroom in Pennsylvania, waiving his right to a preliminary hearing on child sex abuse charges. His attorney announced Sandusky won't be facing his accusers today.
We anticipated nothing new coming out of this case by way of our defense, not being able to realistically present a defense or attack any witness's credibility today.
Sonny Austin on the case, and Sonny, so from the perspective of the defense, good move, bad move this morning?
It's an extraordinary move. I think it's a bad move, Brooke, because preliminary hearings give a defense team the opportunity for a sneak peek into the prosecution's case. What most people don't know is that in a criminal case, defense attorneys don't really know all the evidence that will be presented against their client. Typically, they only get grand jury testimony a few days or even a few hours before the witness testifies. So many, or most, I would say, defense attorneys never give up the opportunity to find out what cards the prosecution is holding. So I think this was an extraordinary move, perhaps a smart move in the sense that now Jerry Sandusky is free on bail. His bail conditions haven't changed. The court of public opinion now hasn't necessarily been as poison because all the information we have is contained in sort of that grand jury summary. But in my view, Brooke, he was being somewhat dishonest in saying that he would not have the opportunity to cross-examine witnesses. That is not true. Defense attorneys cross-examine witnesses during preliminary hearings each and every day. And so bottom line, this was a tactical move. I don't necessarily agree that it was a smart one.
Okay. I want to play a little bit more sound from Jerry Sandusky's lawyer. Essentially, he's questioning the motives of some of these accusers.
What greater motivation, and I hate to say it, but it's going to be part of our case, and we're checking on it now. What greater motivation could there be than money? I've seen money break up families. I've seen siblings become enemies fighting over their parents' assets after their parents pass away. So what greater motivation, folks, could there be than the financial gain that could come out of this by saying, I'm a victim?
Donnie, any claim that they were the victim of child rape just to get money?
Well, not in the cases that I prosecuted, but certainly people will bring up the Michael Jackson child molestation trial and say that that was a trial aimed just at Michael Jackson's money. But I think it's an extraordinary claim to make in this case because we have 10, Brooke, unrelated victims coming forward. Apparently there were 11 people prepared to testify. And so the defense is going to have to prove that there was some sort of vast conspiracy amongst all these young men who knew Jerry Sandusky at different times to make that theory really work for the defense.
All right, so Mr. Sandusky in the focus here. Here's radio host Bob Durgin talking to a criminal defense attorney named Carl Rominger, who's been hired as a legal advisor to the Sandusky defense team.
A little birdie told me that you are providing some kind of legal assistance in connection with the Sandusky criminal case. Is that right?
That is correct.
Well, tell me all about it.
Well, long and short of it is, right now my capacity is as a special legal advisor to the defense. I'm not his courtroom attorney. I'm assisting his primary attorney. And basically, my goal is to make sure that he gets the best defense possible. And I think, and what's most important to me, more than just Jerry Sandusky's at stake here, you know, if it turns out Jerry Sandusky didn't do it, and it turns out Joe Paterno and Graham Spanier didn't do it, and it would clear a lot of Penn State's name up here. So that's part of the reason I'm involved.
And can you get specific? What are you doing?
Basically providing expertise and support.
Like what?
Well, you know, for instance, the Attorney General's office in the grand jury process, because of our involvement in the Bonusgate case, my office was involved in Mike Vian and his assistant's defense. We have some experience dealing with the Attorney General's office and how they handle things.
All right, so you're providing assistance to Sandusky's main lawyer. What's his name?
Joe Amendola.
Yeah, Amendola?
Amendola.
So, do you think that, because you're involved, you can't talk about much on this, can you?
I can't, but I can tell you this.
I'm just wondering if Amendola's decision to have Sandusky do these interviews on ABC and whatnot in recent days, over the last couple of weeks or whatever, you know, wasn't that a bonehead decision to make?
That seems to be a point of contention amongst lawyers. Many lawyers are of the mind that was not the right move. Many other lawyers are of the mind, of course, Mark Garagos is one, that in cases like this, the traditional rules don't apply and some media presence may be necessary.
Well, what do you think?
I think that strategically it was a brilliant move.
All right. Jerry Sandusky making a brilliant move. I don't know if that's an oxymoron or not, but that's it in time for today's Talk Radio Countdown.